Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hello from Down Under, Sane Man. As we continue to suffer under never-ending lockdowns justified by the premature demise of 90-year-olds, I came across another sign of the social degradation of our times, courtesy of the YouTube algorithm. Responding to the clickbait of a busty wench, I ventured into the world of the Buss It Challenge. This is a viral trend on TikTok, etc., where women film short videos with two sequences. In the first sequence, they dress down plainly and dance to Nelly's Hot in Here song. And in the second sequence, they attempt to dress glamorously as they twerk to Erykah Banks' song Buss It. The videos range from the hilarious to the hideous, but what they all have in common is the impression that the wenches starring in them have an overwhelming combination of narcissism, borderline personality disorder, and low IQ. I can't help but see this as yet another symptom of a society creating women that are increasingly attention-seeking and out of touch with reality, demanding that we worship their worst attributes and their butts as the almighty. Sane Man shines some light on what this disturbing trend tells us. Is this Exhibit D, D for degenerate, for going MGTOW? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women going from plain Jane to slutty Sally in 1 second flat, Clown World Show. I put a link in the description to the second Buss It Challenge video I found online, with an unattractive Indian woman that doesn't do her whole body. She just does it from the chest up. But the Buss It Challenge is all about women being plain, innocent, and boring in the first half of the short 20 to 30 second video, to then transforming into a scantily clad slutty girl. It's like she's telling guys out there watching her that she can be both versions of the woman you as the man wants. But what women don't understand is that we aren't like them. We don't imagine what a woman looks like when she's casual and then when she's hot. We want her to look hot all the time. It's women that are the ones that can't decide if they want a man to dress up and present themselves as either casual or formal. That's why women are so fascinated by men that have stubble on their faces. She can easily imagine him with a beard or clean shaven at the same time. And study after study has shown us that women find guys with a 5 o'clock shadow more attractive to women than either the clean shaven ones or guys with beards. It all comes down to possibilities for women, almost as if they prefer if a man is full of possibilities and presents multiple options simultaneously. Of course, once again, men want women to look their best and put their best breasts forward. The ones in the push-up bras and nice tops instead of the ones wearing sweatshirts with their puppies flopping into the wind, caused by her farts under her flannel onesie pajamas. It's all obviously about the extreme and instant slutty makeover in only 10 seconds flat. 20 years ago, you might actually watch something like Extreme Makeover on network television, and people were getting plastic surgery and new wardrobes and extreme facial makeovers, and the networks were milking it for all it's worth by extending the final reveal as long as possible. The Buss It Challenge on TikTok is for a world with very short attention spans. Extreme Makeover would never make it today because people can't wait longer than those 10 seconds to see girls go from sweet to slut. Women are using this to project themselves as being both good-looking and bad-looking at the same time. So how did all this madness begin? Well, apparently it was an 18-year-old TikTok user that challenged everyone to make the same twerking video she did once the Buss It course begins. But she didn't dress up in the second half of her video. Other people saw the challenge and they started doing it with sluttier clothing in the second half. And it was an instant hit. I put a Buss It Challenge compilation in the description so you guys can get the picture. Women going from unattractive plain women with average home clothing, and then once the twerking song begins, they need to be down in a crouched position in full makeup twerking for all to see. I can only imagine how many land whales tried this, and I would have loved to see the Buss It Challenge fail compilation. And I actually found one. That's the third Buss It Challenge I put in the description. There are even guys mocking the whole thing, and it was better than seeing women do it seriously. It makes me wonder if this is going to have the same staying power that Belle Delphine's Hit or Miss video has. Tons of women emulate that to try and get attention and steal her mojo. As for the Buss It Challenge, this just shows us how our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. And it should make you wonder where this will all end. Where can things be taken after TikTok? I used to be criticized for making videos that are too short 7 years ago, and now my videos seem to be way too long for some. I'm seriously thinking of finding some hot woman and paying her to go on camera and just letting her say all sorts of red pill quotes that I've written. For example, she could say this, and I quote, "An engagement ring is really just something you give a woman for the right to keep giving her more stuff," unquote. And that's the end of the video. Or another line is like this, and I quote, "The problem with us women is that we don't actually know what we want, but we're sure as hell going to get it," unquote. Another video in the bag. Almost as if most guys don't want to listen to or watch a video for 5 to 10 minutes to hear a few funny lines. They just want the funny lines taken out of context and delivered on TikTok formats. Then you can have a hot woman red pill you one funny yet true line at a time. And you know that some of them will go viral. Also, if there's a woman saying it, that there's far less likely of a chance to be censored by YouTube. Plus, if I don't use the MGTOW label, then it can still be monetized. And an attractive woman saying it will mean more eyeballs. Not to mention it's easier to red pill guys in their young teenage years if it's on a platform that they use more than YouTube. As for the busted challenge, there are hardly any new videos in the last 3 to 4 weeks on YouTube, mirroring content on TikTok. This tells me that this trend is most likely already over. Mr. Anonymous, what else can I really say about it? Yes, it's a sign of degenerate, narcissistic, sick selfie culture, where there really isn't any normal attention around, so women resort to this. Whereas narcissistic men realize that they have to create something of value when they're on social media and have to use their intelligence or humor or wit to attract an audience, but women generally do not. All most of them have to do is use their boobies. For the last part of this video, I now want to read a funny Reddit post called "The Younger Generation Refuses to Engage in the Games." So here's what some random guy on Reddit said, and I quote, "So I was picking up my eldest son from his high school, as I live about 10 miles away, and usually they turn out the older kids first. Whilst I'm waiting, come out the 17-year-olds. Now we've been having somewhat of a mini heat wave here, and one of the perks the elder kids have is that they can wear their own clothes. Younger years have to wear uniforms. Naturally, all the girls dress like hookers. Think halter tops and the smallest shorts ever. Boys all in shorts, t-shirt combos. As they're all waiting for the bus, a big group of lads is heavily invested in something on mobile phones. Some game or video. They're all huddled around it. The girls are looking very frustrated by the lack of attention, and are even starting to shout at the boys, sometimes rude stuff to try and provoke a reaction. The boys aren't biting, which means the girls are even more annoyed. One of them starts parading up and down, bending over, etc. Still, the boys don't bite. She storms off in a huff. I found this all highly amusing and asked my lad when he came out what was going on. Seems they had a Me Too moment happen, and all the lads in school had unofficially decided to ignore and ghost the girls as a way to get revenge and for protection. Seems it was working given the petulant pouting and huffing going on from this group of girls. Lack of attention really is a thought's kryptonite," unquote. Well, 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 looky what we have here. This should prove to everyone that the red pills are being properly passed out in high schools. That thanks to things like Me Too, boys are increasingly becoming aware of female nature. And that women's kryptonite is a lack of attention. Hence why women are increasingly being reduced to twerking on TikTok for attention. Women not getting attention from guys will probably spend more time getting their edumacations and working their way up the career ladder, instead of having some young mad lad enter her rear. The dopamine a guy gets from the internet through playing games and chatting with his friends can oftentimes substitute most, if not all, the attention he receives from a girl. But for girls, that's not the case. In their late teens, they are the horniest, and they need men to touch their butts. This is fertile soil for a sex bot. No pun intended. Young guys ignoring girls, and this is the first time in history that this has happened. It comes down to a power struggle. The guys know that if they have a girlfriend, she can Me Too them at any moment. And one of their fallen friends had this done to them. So why risk that happening to yourself when this young generation has more access to porn than all generations before them combined? One really has to wonder what the future of the human species looks like if we've created technology and spread knowledge about female nature to young men that allows men to walk away from sex, love, and relationships at a young age. Technology is so powerful that it threatens the survival of our species. After all, in South Korea, their fertility rate is now down to 1. So in 2 generations, their population goes from 52 million down all the way to 13 million. The GDP shrinks and the social safety net collapses. It's mostly old women that make up the majority of the voting senior citizen population. they will vote for whoever promises to let them keep their pensions. But you know that that'll be impossible. I looked at about 5 different countries with shrinking populations, and found that there are 2 definite time periods where the population starts to decline in those places. The first around the late 90s, around the time of the internet, when it first came out. And the second time around 10 years ago when the current type of smartphone came out. The other major decline before that was in the early to mid 80s, and that was when there was a massive inflation in Western countries. But this also presents us with the great opportunity to finally stabilize our population. We can plan on how many people we want to have, which means we don't have housing shortages anymore because we aren't building enough buildings to house everyone, instead of predicting that we're going to have a global housing surplus in coming decades. And then governments will start to demolish perfectly good buildings that can house the poor in order to keep real estate prices high and rising as populations keep falling. How messed up is that? If you don't believe me, then you clearly don't remember what happened during the global financial crisis, when banks were bulldozing perfectly good homes instead of selling them for low prices in the free market. All of this is going to be accelerated by Me Too madness and people having 2-year relationships with their phones instead of other people. Sex bots and virtual sex will be the coffin in the marriage paradigm, and will force humanity to reconsider how we procreate. That's the biggest question of our generation, how we will actually raise other human beings in the future. First, we have to bring attention to the dysfunction by making it even more dysfunctional, until society has no choice but to stop and think about it. If I develop my virtual sex system, that's a primary goal in addition to freeing men from a mediocre muff hole. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are showing their good and bad sides, thinking that'll make the higher status males want to smash them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the squeals of teenage girls as the teenage boys ignore them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.